A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye, and if your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" Recently, I've been with a number of people who are trying to downsize their possessions for lack of space due to a move, illness, or because they're tired of walking past things they really don't need. Meanwhile, I'm driving by more and more storage facilities for stuff that doesn't fit in homes anymore, and seeing more and more ads in the newspaper and on television for home security systems. What is it that you treasure? When I thought about that this week, what I treasure most are the relationships that give me life. Even in death, no one can take them from me. I treasure the Word of God, not a particular Bible, but the Word of God I experience in Scripture and in nature and in the art I do. What is important is that we share those relationships and not hold them so tight that others are unable to share our joy, a joy that multiplies when we share the new life of children and family, a joy that becomes a thousandfold when friends open us up to a new world or we share our gifts. How do you and I hold relationships in our hearts? With open hands or clinging tightly? Today's readings call us to see what is important is what is in our heart, not what's held in storage, in our attics or basements or garages. How do we spend our lives? How can we share our goods and our lives with others? Today is a day, once again, to share and cherish those relationships we cherish.